This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to welcome back Dr. Lauren Toth, a research scientist here at Florida Tech, and Philip Gravenese, a doctoral graduate student in the biology department. We've had them here several times throughout the last, six, 9 months or so?
Yep.
And they've been working on a Beneath the Wave Film Festival, and it's coming to its culmination, the high point of the whole event. January 18th, you're going to...
So January 18th will be the Beneath the Waves Youth Making Ripples competition. And this is a competition where we've had kindergarten through 12th grade students enter their own films about marine science into the competition. And we'll be showing the finalists. The people who attend will be able to vote for their favorites. So we'll give prizes for Viewer's Choice Awards. We'll also have scientific awards from some judges. And it should be a lot of fun.
And we're going to have a similar format to the October event where we're going to have vendors from about 5:30 to 6:15 having educational information given out to the public. And then we're going to show about 1 hour of films. And then after that, we'll have a panel discussion. And while the panel is going on, students can ask the scientists their questions and we'll tally the votes. And then we'll give award students their prizes at the end of the night.
Okay, so you've had graduate students that have screened the films and made their recommendations. And then the audience gets to vote too.
Yep.
So yeah, the final prizes are going to mostly come from the audience votes. So we really need a lot of people to come out, watch the films, and give us your opinions on the best ones.
We have films from Palm Bay, Edgewood High, West Melbourne School for the Sciences, a lot of local schools, but we also have schools from Miami and Tampa that have participated.
As well as all the way in California.
Yep.
Wow. So you want people to RSVP. How do they do that?
You can RSVP by emailing us at youthmakingripples@gmail.com, or you can call 321-345-6605.
And we also want to recognize our sponsors who made this all possible.
Yep. We have several sponsors of the event. Florida Tech has been a great supporter of both the Beneath the Waves event and this Youth Making Ripples event. We've also got some funding from the Brevard Zoo and from Blue Life Florida.
And everything's going to be free. So you just need to show up and come on in and vote for your favorite film.
But please RSVP. We're filling up fast, so we want to get a head count as soon as possible.
And it'll be right here on campus at the Gleason Auditorium.
That's correct. Right.
Okay, so tell us just a little bit about why you did this.
One of the reasons we did this was to help raise awareness for the Indian River Lagoon back in October when we had the Hands Across the Lagoon event, and there was all the publicity about the declining health of the lagoon. And so we thought that this would be a great way for students to serve as a voice for what's happening in and around our community.
And the Beneath the Waves competition has been going on for about 5 years now, but it's always been for mostly graduate students, professional scientists, and professional filmmakers. It's never been something that kids could enter. So we wanted to create this spinoff competition that was something that could really get students involved as well.
And the films that we've received have been very high quality. And
yeah, they're phenomenal.
107 films that we've screened over the last couple weeks, and the students did a great job.
Well, once again, this is the Beneath the Waves Film Festival, the
Youth Making Ripples competition.
Youth Making Ripples, that's a great name. And it happens on January 18th, free and open to the public, 5:32, roughly 8:30. And you need to RSVP at
either youthmakingripples@gmail.com, or you can call us at 321-345-6605.
All right. Thank you guys for coming in, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having us.